On Friday, June 30th, Kathleen Keene was on her way to a concert with her son in their small town of Winfield, Louisiana.
And I started getting texts from my manager, which never happens. So I looked at the phone and it said it was an emergency, that she was desperate, and that we had all these jobs, you know, we were backed up.
Keene works remotely for Nuance Transcription Services, one of the top three companies in the field. According to their website, Nuance employs 12,000 transcriptionists, and their products are in 10,000 U.S. hospitals. Those Nuance products had been crippled by a cyber attack, and transcriptions of operating notes, radiology exams, and treatment instructions were piling up. Her boss offered her incentives to work. First it was comp time, then it grew to time and a half for each hour and double time for everything over eight. Finally, a $1,000 bonus if she worked 5 days in a row for 40 hours. These incentives were offered to numerous employees from Oregon to Georgia, TPRs contacted.
I actually broke the keys on my keyboard.
The first 2 days were a blur, says Keene, who worked more than a dozen hours both days.
It got so bad on Sunday evening that my right hand to my fingertips were numb and my shoulder was numb. I couldn't move. I had typed so much.
Keene says the company told her and others there would be a special payroll run just for incentive pay. But when she logged in...
So I clicked on it, and it was $21.20, I think, is what I grossed. And I just couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable.
That day, there was a conference call for transcriptionists on her team. Keene missed it, but TPR was emailed a partial recording.
Here's the thing. I understand you're upset. I understand this news is horrifying. I understand the impact at a level that is horrific.
The speaker is a senior operations manager with Nuance.
I really don't think anybody understands this, no. Except the people who are getting screwed.
In the tape, Nuance explains that the incentive wasn't intended for everyone, but for a few highly impacted teams. Corporate had not signed off on the offer to all, but email systems were spotty and communications weren't great.
They took what they understood to be a message and put a message out there, and we took it and ran with it, and they took it and ran with it, and everybody ran in the wrong direction.
Senior HR employees had posted the incentives on internal websites addressed to all Nuance Transcription Service employees. Last week, they pulled them down, but TPR was sent screenshots. She says the HR team just now realized the scope of the error, and the systems just weren't in place.
And we blew it. We completely blew it.
Keene and many of her coworkers believe they're owed several $1,000s apiece. One thing's clear to Keene. This wouldn't have happened if she and her coworkers were in the same office.
There's no possible way they would have taken them away. I mean, people would have rioted. They'd be on strike outside, walking up and down the sidewalk.
This idea isn't far off, says Maria Figueroa, director of labor and policy research with Cornell University's Worker Institute. She says working remotely is a drawback in these kinds of disputes.
I think it's easier for it to happen remotely. That kind of environment lends itself more to violations.
Figueroa says the solidarity of in-person coworkers makes it easier to follow through on labor disputes.
Let's not even consider unionizing, right? Just exercising your basic rights can be daunting for workers who work in complete isolation from each other.
For its part, Nuance has not responded to repeated messages from TPR on this issue. Nuance employees we talked to in multiple states told TPR they would be trying to file wage and labor complaints. Kathleen Keene says she hopes the company changes its mind. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.